As the Winter Olympics approach in February, athletes are being named to final rosters, including four from Maine. But some are still waiting to hear if they'll be chosen for the games that come after that. The Paralympics feature athletes with impairments, and Ruslan Reiter of Manchester, Maine, is hoping to earn a spot on the Nordic ski team. At 18 years old, he'd be among the youngest athletes to compete. Patty White has his story.
Ruslan Reiter started to Nordic ski for two reasons. First, he hated basketball.
It was about sixth grade year or so, and I didn't like the sport at all. I just wasn't good at it, and I wanted to quit, so I quit.
And second, because his mom issued a directive.
She's like, well, if you're going to quit, you're going to have to do some kind of winter sport. So that's basically where it all started.
Reiter picked Nordic skiing because he had a friend on the team who encouraged him to try it. He says it was even more challenging than basketball.
You're using your whole body, and I've only got one hand, so I can only use one pole, which made it even more harder.
Reiter was born without a right hand. He was also born in Russia. He was adopted after his mom, Annie Reiter, traveled to a children's home to adopt a daughter, Tonya.
And every day when I was there, there was a little boy who, across the room, would smile at me and wave at me, come over and show me his toys. He engaged me every time I was there to see Tonya. And during that process, it became apparent that, he was destined to be one of our children as well.
Her son's limb difference, Annie says, has never stopped him from doing what he wanted to do, including Nordic skiing. He developed his own technique, pushing a single pole between his legs to propel forward. Using just one pole instead of two is a big deal in Nordic skiing, says his former Marinacook Community High School coach, Steve DeAngelis.
It's a giant deal, especially the way cross-country skiing is developed nowadays. It's much more, the techniques, both classic skiing and skate skiing, have developed much more to become much more upper body focused.
When Reiter joined the high school team, DeAngelis remembers him as a shy kid who wasn't a great skier, but he watched him grow to become team captain and a top competitor. It was junior year when he really took off. DeAngelis remembers one race in particular.
They had this double pole start, which of course for Ruslan is a single pole start, and he beat everybody out at the double pole start. And the kids in the next line waiting to start after him were like, did you see that? How does he do that?
By this point, coaches with the U.S. Paralympic team were watching. One day, Reiter says, Coach DeAngelis showed him an email he received. It was an invitation for Reiter to attend a training camp.
You know, it's like the eyes wide open, the jaw drops, and the kind of moment for me, I guess. And I just couldn't believe it.
At the training camp, Reiter changed his technique and got faster by pushing his single pole on his left side and swinging his right arm for momentum. Senior year, his team made it to states. One of the top skiers got sick, so Coach DeAngelis pulled Reiter aside and told him someone needed to step up if the team was going to have a shot at winning.
And Ruslan said, I can do it. And he definitely is a kid who, like, is fired up by helping other people and his teammates. And the fact that he had that extra motivation, he was awesome. So he skis in the state meet. That's all the good, best skiers. With one arm, gets over and finished 11th. It was awesome. It was unbelievable.
The team won the state championship. Reiter also competed in two World Cups his senior year. Last summer, he was named to the Paralympic Development Team. He's currently in Fort Kent as he spends a gap year to focus on training. Seth Hubbard is his coach.
DL is going to be 6x4 minutes at race effort.
The Paralympic program has not named the Nordic team yet for the games in March, but Hubbard says Reiter hit the required benchmarks at the most recent World Cup in Canada, and he thinks he has a shot.
Still waiting on the final decision, but keep our fingers crossed. We're optimistic.
Until then, Reiter trains hard, up to 4 hours nearly every day. If he makes it, Reiter will be competing against adults who've been training for the Paralympics for years. But at only 18, Reiter says he has plenty of opportunity to join their ranks. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.